Unskippable companies know when to pivot and innovate. Sport, like all life, is about taking risks. Sir Roger Bannister. Times change, consumers change. Do you? Ever? Maybe you should consider it. I was once called into a company in the medical industry to do some consulting. Their competitors were swallowing them whole, and it was only a matter of months before they were finished. They wanted an outside perspective on why. I met with them for a full day learning about what they do and who they sell to. I was introduced to their products and how they market them. Then I spent 2 days on my own analyzing their competition and comparing it to them. A week later, I walked into the client's boardroom and gave a presentation to 10 executives and the president of the company. The problem was clear. They hadn't adapted to the marketplace, not only in their product offerings, but in their marketing. I laid it all out for them for an hour with charts and examples. Their president sat there with his arms crossed the entire time and didn't say a word. When I was finished, he got up and walked out the room without a word. The rest of the employees congratulated me, saying, "You nailed it. This is what we've been saying." They were excited and ready to change gears. Their jobs were saved. I walked out of the office knowing I had hit a home run. The next day, I got a call from the president of the company who informed me that what I presented was, in his opinion, a waste of money. He told me that I didn't know what I was talking about and that he knew his product and his customers, and I was all wrong. Fortunately, I got paid ahead of time. 9 months later, the company went out of business. Why? Because the president refused to see his weaknesses, and he refused to pivot, while his competitors feasted on him until they swallowed him whole. Times change, consumers change. IKEA is a $44 billion company. I had no idea they were that big, did you? Regardless, when you're that big, you can't fail, right? Well, yes, you can, if you don't keep an eye on global economic shifts and consumer habits. To head off any potential competitor and to take advantage of the shift in consumer behavior, IKEA is testing out the rental model on their products. Here's the thing. Younger buyers like renting assets more than buying them, and just that fact alone, if it continues, could create a huge risk to their build-it-yourself model that has done so well for IKEA. Obviously, the riskiest part of this pivot is that by offering rentals, IKEA could hurt their current model, as customers would then have a choice of renting over buying. But is it really a risk in today's global marketplace? I argue that providing choices in what and how you sell is a better mousetrap. Blockbuster stuck to its guns and didn't get into the streaming business because they feared it would destroy its in-store rental business. They also rejected delivery because they felt they could control the customer if they were forced to come into their stores. We all know what happened to them. Netflix embraced delivery and eventually pivoted to streaming and is now a $28 billion company. Interesting side note, in 2000, Netflix came to Blockbuster and wanted to partner where they would run Blockbuster online. Blockbuster thought Netflix's business model was a niche business and turned them down. Kodak was one of the biggest brands in the world, but filed for bankruptcy in 2012. What's amazing is in 1975, Kodak actually invented the first digital camera. But because it was filmless photography, they decided to keep it quiet and not move to market on it because it would hurt the film market. What do you think the CEO of BlackBerry thought the day that the iPhone came out? Was it doom or hubris that people love their BlackBerries? I'm not worried. Oops. In 2005, MySpace was given the chance to buy Facebook for $75 million, but they turned it down because people love their MySpace. Sears, who recently announced 166 more store closings, didn't pivot when brands like Walmart built supercenters in every major suburb nationwide because we're Sears, and people know Sears. Shall I keep going? Macy's department stores were founded over 100 years ago. In 1980, Macy's got pitched an idea to start a cable television channel to sell their stuff, but Macy's knew that their customers didn't want that experience. They wanted a traditional store. QVC started shortly after. Traditional publishing companies had every opportunity to develop online marketplaces to sell books way before Jeff Bezos started Amazon, but they liked their model of selling books to bookstores instead of directly to the customer. They even had the idea of digital books first, but they knew that print books would always sell better than ebooks. Sometimes you pivot unintentionally. Did you know Viagra wasn't created for, well, you know? The scientific name for the drug is actually called sildenafil, and it was originally tested as a treatment for high blood pressure. But the early tests were just meh from the male participants for helping with blood pressure. However, when the study was over, the participants refused to give back the unused pills. Why, you say? Because the side effect was, well, you know. So Pfizer started another test, but this time it was for erectile dysfunction. In 1998, they got permission from the FDA to sell Viagra to consumers. And 20 years later, and a few billion dollars in sales, Viagra and Pfizer changed the lives of millions, all from understanding and pivoting on their customers' feedback. Innovating isn't easy and extremely risky, but the companies that keep their heads on a swivel to today's changing consumer trends tend to survive. So, I'll ask you this question. What is changing in your space? It might be time to consider that and get ahead of it. How do you know when to pivot, though? First, talk to your customers. No, don't send them an online survey. Get 100 or 1,000 of them in a room and ask them what they love and hate about what you provide. Second, study your competition daily and pay attention to what they are doing. Third, run the numbers and come up with a strategic plan. Fourth, make it happen.